The Role of the Hadron Quark Phase Transition in Core Collapse Supernovae, by Pia Jacobus et al. The Hadron Quark Phase Transition in Quantum Chromogenmics has been suggested as an alternative explosion mechanism for core collapse supernovae. We study the impact of three different Hadron Quark equations of state, EOS, with first order, DD2F, STOFB145, and second order, CMF, phase transitions on supernova dynamics by performing 97 simulations for solar and zero metallicity progenitors in the range of 14 to 100 emsin. We find explosions only for two low compactness models, 14 msun and 16 emsin, with the DD2F EOS, both with low explosion energies of approximately 10 to the power of 50 erg. These weak explosions are characterized by a neutrino signal with several mini-bursts in the explosion phase due to complex reverse shock dynamics, in addition to the typical second neutrino burst for phase transition-driven explosions. The nucleosynthesis shows significant overproduction of nuclei such as ~90Zr for the 14 emsun zero metallicity model and ~94Zr for the 16 emsun solar metallicity model, but the overproduction factors are not large enough to place constraints on the occurrence of such explosions. Several other low-compactness models using the DD2F EOS and two high-compactness models using the STOS EOS end up as failed explosions and emit a second neutrino burst. For the CMF EOS, the phase transition never leads to a second bounce and explosion. For all three EOS, inverted convection occurs deep in the core of the protocompact star due to anomalous behavior of thermodynamic derivatives in the mixed phase, which heats the core to entropies up to 4 kilobytes baryon and may have a distinctive gravitational wave signature, also for a second-order phase transition. This was The Role of the Hadron Quark Phase Transition in Core Collapse Supernovae, by Pia Jacobus et al.